Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Oh, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, you had better wake them up, get them up, get them going. Top of the morning to you. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Off we go. 4 hours of fun and conversation on this Friday and a ton to talk about. Day one of the always wild March Madness. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is underway. A couple of upsets yesterday, including a doozy. Longhorns not among the upset. They roll last night in Des Moines. Not so much for the Aggies. They got rolled in Des Moines. We'll certainly talk about day one. Look forward to day two. 16 more games on tap today and then into the weekend for the round of 32, which will include the Texas Longhorns. Also, the weekend will include the Texas women who pick up play in the women's bracket. We've got Texas baseball. We've got free agency. Day four in the NFL. Just a lot to do. It's going to be a lot of fun. We will have fun with St. Paddy's Day, of course. My name, Aaron with an E-E-R-I-N, is Aaron Gobraw, Ireland forever. So we'll have some fun with that today. Maybe drink some green beer. At least I will, and we'll have a good old time. On this Friday morning, appreciate you being there. Much different in the weather front. The wind is up. The temperatures are down after the overnight storm, so be advised of that. We'll get you details as we crank this thing up, and we appreciate you being there. Ever you're finding us on this Spring Break Friday, maybe on 104.9 FM, could be 101.9 FM as well, AM 1260, and we're always streaming, making it easy digitally on our Horn app that you can take with us wherever you go on your smartphone. Just download it. Also on your smart speaker and always Mr. Godbolt streaming and on Twitch, live and local at hornfm.com. Top of the morning to you, my
Top
friend.
Top of the morning to you also. A good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. You're all Irish, and we all appreciate it. Thank you very much to all my children out there and grandchildren. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that they are Irish.
Aaron Gobraw, here we go. Let's have some fun with that. Longhorns looking good last night. Speaking of rain in Austin, the Longhorns made it rain from three-point land last night, flipping the script on the number one three-point shooting team in the country, the Colgate Raiders. So a lot of hoops to talk about, and I look through the glass and see my man T.Y. through there, who gave you Furman yesterday, gave us Furman in the upset, but he's not wearing green today, so we will have to pinch him.
Well, pinch an inch or two.
Pinch a two. What's going on in there, Mr. No Green? You got your burnt orange on. Proud of your Longhorns last night, but no green for you.
Yeah, I had a long night. I forgot I was celebrating deep into the night.
I will say, groggy this morning, getting dressed. I did put on a gray shirt, and then went, oh, what am I doing? I got to throw on my my green shirt that needs to be worn today. It's St. Patrick's Day, but yeah, weather different, Buck. I saw a headline where it said it could snow in the hill country tomorrow morning. What's going on here?
It's
going
to be fine. It's going to be in the 40s. It'll be just fine. No need to panic.
Snow in the hill country, it says. Potential. Just be advised. This is just the one more last winter blast type of thing or before we are full-bore spring?
I'd like to say yes, but I'm going to think that we've got one more little slight blast.
Ooh.
That you're probably going to hate.
Well,
Just when you start to head out to your local places and try to beautify your gardens, that stuff will die.
Don't let it die.
Don't
cover
let it
up.
Die. Cover it
but,
up.
But yeah, the wind's going to be the deal today, man. There's a severe wind advisory, gusts 25 to 35, maybe more than that. Plus, it'll feel a lot colder than the actual temperature today. Cut right through you for sure.
Yeah, it's a little wet too.
Yeah, still a little wet. A lot of rain overnight as those storms move through from west to east. And
some of the most insane lightning.
Yeah, it was a lightning
last
show.
Night was, I know.
It was a lightning show last night. Now,
you know, I didn't bring my trash. My recycling came out late. You know, they generally come a little later than the regular trash company does. So, you know, by the time when I was starting to go to bed and the lightning started, I wanted to go out. And my wife says, no, you're not. Don't go near that gate. I'm like, come on now. I can touch the gate.
Don't touch the gate.
Don't touch the gate. Look, man, it was quite a
display of lightning, man. It was unreal. You know, that's good for your lawn, too, by the way. That lightning drops nitrogen, man. Everybody's lawn is going to be real green after that. Not just the rain, but all that lightning is good for you. It'll be a good thing as we get going. But put up with the wind today. Put up with basketball, including we got to find this guy on Twitter. People do dumb things on Twitter, but here's a guy named Mitch Jonas. Who said, if Texas A&M loses in the first round, I will tase the inside of my rear end. Okay, we'll see if we can find this guy. That's not good.
Sounds like a
Why would
Maggie.
You do that?
Sounds like something he's done before and he enjoys it.
Yeah, maybe he's rooting for it. I don't know. But, yeah, I guess the Ags not overseeded, as I argued for the week. They did not look good last night.
Yeah, they might ought to cover that guy who shoots the three-pointers for Penn State.
Well, Texas is going to have to get to know him, too, and the point guard, who's a first-team All-American. The offense runs through him for the Nittany Lions, and I thought Penn State did a great job of, we told you, Texas A&M, the number one team in the nation in free throws made per game. They live at the foul line. Penn State didn't foul them. They didn't even gotten to the bonus in that late game last night in either half. They did a great job, great coaching job. That's going to be the matchup for the Longhorns, and it's a pretty good one, but let's talk about how the Longhorns got to the round of 32. Let's get to the other headlines to start your Friday morning. UVO Business Services brings it to you to start the hour. And, yeah, the madness that is day one of the NCAA tournament, of course, included some upsets and bracket busters, but the second-seeded Longhorns were not one of them. They flipped that script last night, rolled past 15th-seeded Colgate, 81-61. They advanced to the second round. Raiders came into the game, as we say about this, the nation's best three-point shooting team, but it was the Longhorns who made it rain from long range last night. They had 13 from beyond the arc, led by Sir Jabari Rice off the bench. He had 7 from downtown. Marcus Carr added 4. Texas defense, meanwhile, allowed Colgate to make just 3 of their 15 three-balls they took en route to a 20-point win for head coach Rodney Terry.
That's a really good Colgate team. I mean, they could really team. I mean, come up with a lot of pressure on you. I thought we did a great job tonight guarding the three-point line. They really need threes to beat you, and thought we did a great job of that. They really tried to work us in the paint a little bit, but we were okay with that. We were okay with tough twos, but no threes.
There it was. That was the game plan executed. They win by 20 in their largest tournament win and by margin since 2008. Texas will now face Penn State in the round of 32. And after the 10th-seeded Nittany Lions dismantled 7th-seeded Texas A&M last night in Des Moines, 76-59. Biggest day one upset came out west yesterday, where 15-seed Princeton closed the game on a 9-0 run and stunned the second-seeded Arizona Wildcats 59-55. Also yesterday, 13th-seeded Furman took out 4-seed Virginia. 9th-seeded Auburn topped 8th-seed Iowa. Other than that, the lower seeds advanced in the other 11 games, including routes for the top seeds Kansas and Alabama. Fairly easy wins for UCLA and Duke. 4th-seeded Tennessee got a scare for Rick Barnes, but they held off Louisiana 58-55. Top-seeded Houston Cougars in the Midwest, they pulled away late from Northern Kentucky, but not all good news there. They may have lost their All-American point guard Marcus Sasser again. He re-aggravated his groin early in the game, didn't play much last night. 16 more games tip off today, including one at 11-15. Featured games include a pair of 3 seeds from the Big 12 and a pair of 6 seeds. Third seed Baylor faces UC Santa Barbara at 12:30. K-State, a 3 seed, meeting Montana. The 6 seeds Iowa State facing Pittsburgh, and TCU will meet Arizona State, the 11 seed, late tonight. Women's tournament tips off tomorrow, including the 4th seed of the Texas Longhorns facing 13 seed East Carolina in opening round action at Moody Center. That game tips at 9 o'clock tomorrow night at the Mood. Also on the 40 acres this weekend, surging Texas baseball team, winners of 7 straight. They're going to open a 3-game series with New Orleans University at the Dish tonight. Games are set for 6:30. 2:30 tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Free agency day 4 in the NFL headlines include the Chicago Bears signing former Green Bay Packers tight end Robert Tonyan and the lifetime Longhorn running back Deontay Foreman to 1-year deals. Eagles and star cornerback Darius Slay agreed on a new 3-year extension. And speaking of the Eagles, they signed quarterback Marcus Mariota to a 1-year deal. That's after their backup, Gardner Minshew, signed with the Colts.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Yeah, Ronnie Terry's right. They gave up some tough twos, but boy, man, when they got that ball down to paint their big guys, I was like, look out.
Yeah, well, that's how you want to make them beat you. Oh. I mean, they're a bombing team and shoot 40-plus percent from three-point land. Longhorns did a great job, and they were off a little bit in some spots. But the Texas defense, as we know, they're the longer and more athletic
team. Oh, yeah, they got out there. They got their hands up and got their hands on guys.
Well, that continues to be the theme for me for Texas. When they hold teams under 70 points, they're going to beat you because their offense is really efficient. They're going to score their points, especially against a bad defense like Colgate. Especially on a night when they make 13 three-pointers, they're going to be unbeatable. But the defense was the key. Colgate came into that game averaging almost 80 points, and Texas held them to 61. So if the defense continues to be on point, then Longhorns are going to be a problem. And Serge Ibari Rice just continues to be...
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he's a starter or a sixth man or eighth man. It doesn't matter. He's just good.
Yeah, man, he just plays with such confidence and just inserts such confidence into that basketball team. We talk about swagger. I mean, he plays with it, and there's no question about it. Marcus Carr, I thought, had a nice night. Marcus got to take care of the ball, though. He had five turnovers last night.
Or he dribbled one late when they were up by just nine, when you started to worry a little bit, and he banged one off his shin.
Yeah.
And went out of bounds. I'm like, wait a minute, did a guy touch that ball?
He had almost half the Longhorn turnovers last night in that game, and they're going to figure that out. Dylan Dessou continues to be a monster down low. He had 17 points and 10 boards. It was just a really efficient game for the Longhorns. It was everything you wanted. The backcourt scored 50-some points. The front court scored 41 points. They out-rebounded Colgate. They played great defense. It was just, you know, you're never really scared. I guess there was a point early in the second half where the game got back to 7 or 8, but the Longhorns hit a couple shots and stretch it back out, and the defense was on point all night long. Texas with a 20-point victory.
Yeah, when is that 9, E? That's when I got worried, because that's when Hunter started taking jumpers, and I was like, "Oh no, not you, not now! This is not your time for you to take these 3-pointers, the ones that get jammed up in the side of the rim there."
Man. Oh yeah, he got the wedge.
Oh, that
he
happened four times yesterday.
Four times in that Texas in game? That arena?
No, not in, just all
from
day.
The whole day.
Four
yeah,
times
when the ball sticks between
really?
the glass and the rim. Yeah, the wedgie. They call that.
Well, he can throw some wedgie bricks up there. That wasn't going anywhere but in that wedge right there. But other than that, I thought they defended really, really well.
61 points for a team that averages 80. You'll take that every day of the week for sure. And did a nice job on their best players. And 3 for 15 from the beyond the arc for them. Gosh, you outshoot a shooting team 13-3 from three ball. That's going to be a one-sided ball game, and it was.
And they started Timmy Allen last night, who had 4 points.
Yeah.
But he had five assists. And some of those assists were – perfect time assist too. I mean, easy dunks. Yeah. He just doesn't look like he's well yet.
Well, 21 minutes and he scored 10 points, but yeah, there was a close game, and then he went to the bench and Jabari Rice came in and started raining threes. The next thing you know, they're up double digits. It was really when he came in the game there at about the 17-16 minute mark, he started dropping three balls, and Jabari ended up with 29 minutes. Marcus Carr with 35 to lead the team. But again, efficient game, good backcourt, good front court. Combinations and just the 8-9-man rotation. Arturo Morris didn't play much, really kind of shrinking it. He, about 8 guys got on the floor.
Yeah, it's that time of the year.
Dylan Mitchell didn't do much on his end, but it was what we saw in the Big 12 tournament. Dylan Dessou dominating, great guard play, play good defense, and again, the Longhorns undefeated this year. Haven't lost a game when the team they're playing doesn't get 72 or more points. So that's the barometer when they get into this game with Penn State, because Penn State – I just thought last night was a clinic coaching-wise for, Penn State against Texas A&M. They understood Texas A&M was athletic, but they score most of their points on slashing to the basket and foul lines and, putbacks and those kind of things just because they're really athletic. But the Aggies don't shoot very well, from the outside. So they really just forced them. They kept them off the free throw line, the charity stripe, and they forced them to shoot jump shots.
Oh, yeah, they didn't foul them. They made them shoot jumpers. You're right.
That was really, really a good game plan, and we're going to learn more about Penn State today. We're going to have to, because that's who the Longhorns will play tomorrow. I have not seen a game time start for that game yet. TV will determine once we know what the matchups are. I would imagine we'll hear that this morning, or maybe it's out somewhere. I have not seen a game time for Texas and Penn State, but it'll be a quick turnaround, and that's advantage Texas because, this Penn State team, their head coach, Shrewsbury, you know, give him a week, and he's a former Butler assistant with Brad Stevens. This is a guy that'll dial up some great. He doesn't have the overall array of weapons that a Texas would have, but you give him a week to, you know, he'll come up with a pretty strong game plan as he did last night. But Longhorns get to face Penn State on a quick turnaround, one day to prepare. That'll be today, and they'll play tomorrow. So you kind of like that for the Longhorns in this matchup. But I will also say this, that Penn State has. Will probably have the best. They'll have the best player on the floor in their point guard, Jalen Pickett. He's a first-team All-American. He's 6'4". He kind of backs. He'll post up your guard.
Yeah, and he'll jump over the top of you too.
Yeah, he'll post up the guard, and then it was a 3-point gunner, Andrew Funk, last night,
That guy was
Funkin' making everything.
I mean, yeah.
Jabari Rice was 7-for-10. He was 8-for-10.
8-for-10
on those same rims there in Des Moines. So you got to deal with Funk, and you got to deal with Pickett. And the Longhorns have to get ready for it because Penn State's a good team. Good team.
Yeah, and Penn State has seen enough pretty good defensive teams, too.
Sure. I mean, this is nothing Texas hasn't seen in the Big 12. A lot of teams like this. But Jalen Pickett's a really good player. But that's where the Longhorns are thrive is in the backcourt as well. So, like the matchup, Longhorns have a chance to play into the second weekend. Gosh, what's the last time Longhorns played into the second weekend? 2016?
18. 18? 18. No. Are you talking Sweet 16?
Sweet 16. Was it 2013?
Yeah. 2008.
It's been 2008?
Yes.
It's been 15 years since the second weekend. That's the challenge for tomorrow because, as we say, you play these two-game tournaments. You survive tomorrow, get past Penn State. Well, now you're getting ready for Sweet 16 action. You know, the other big piece of news from the Midwest bracket is Marcus Sasser. I was openly wondering, why would you play Marcus Sasser in this first game? Why would you even risk it? It's only been 4 or 5 days since he injured his groin at the tournament there.
And they played him early, and it was early and gone early.
Early and gone. He said he felt something, precaution. I mean, but if he re-aggravated it, well, you start back over.
Yes.
Essentially at that point. And the Houston Cougars cannot win the national championship without Marcus Sasser.
I don't think so.
And that opens the thing wide open for Texas because Houston is the one seed, Texas is the two. And, you know, I would argue without Marcus Sasser, Texas is better than the University of Houston. Though they wouldn't meet until the Elite Eight, which would be next weekend. But keep an eye on the Marcus Sasser injury. And I heard Charles Barkley talking about it. Just, you know, that needs to get healthy. But it's a groin. What do you do? I mean, he was talking about, how do you rehab that?
You don't do anything. You don't play.
You just get off.
Yep.
Just get off of it. 6:45 start time. Thank you very much for that. People are already firing it up. 6:45 will be the start time for tomorrow for Texas and Penn State. So perfect timing. 6:45 in the evening. Not too early, not too late, Buck. I like that. Thank you for the text.
Just
line.
Right for my boys, Hoofy, and the boys calling me.
Oh, your boys back east are going
to
be all over you.
Oh,
on
goodness.
This St. Patrick's Day. How quickly did they start drinking the green beer this morning?
They started at midnight.
No.
Oh, of course they do. Kidding me?
Come on, man.
Even worse at Boston College. That place is a buzz at midnight. Oh. And they'll stay buzzed all the way till Monday now. Absolutely.
Well, And St. Patty's Day on a Friday, like sometimes we'll roll in on a Tuesday, and it's like, man, I got to go to bed. Friday night, let's go. Let's go. It'll be on. But, have yourself some corned beef and cabbage. By the way, that's more of an American thing, by the way, than for St. Patrick's Day. But
still a little fish fry today.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah, the Lenten season continues. So happy St. Patty's Day. We'll have fun with that today. We got the brackets. How far did you have Arizona going?
Too far.
I texted my nephew. My nephew Shay goes to the University of Arizona. He's a young accounting student there at Arizona. He chose Arizona because he's a rock climber. He said, I want to climb rocks. So he moved from Pennsylvania out there, or Delaware. And I texted him last night and said, hey, how about those Wildcats? And you know what he says? Text me back. Biden jinxed us.
He did.
Biden jinxed us because apparently the president picked for Arizona. To win his bracket.
He also released his bracket like 15 minutes after the first game started.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Joe.
Can't do that.
Yeah, that's what he said. Biden jinxed us.
Go back, take a nap. See you at nap time with me.
Biden jinxed us. Well, and you should know my nephew grew up in Wilmington, Delaware.
Right there.
Which is the home of the Bidens. So he's mad at Joe for picking his Wildcats who go down as the two seed. How about Princeton? Speaking of playing great defense, they held Arizona. Arizona averages 80-some points a game. They scored 55.
Isn't that group a bunch of choke artists? Haven't they choked before in this?
Arizona has. Well, Virginia's the choke artist. You know, the Virginia loss to Furman, which Ty gave you accurately yesterday. How about the bad turnover at the end of the game for West Virginia?
Awesome.
Virginia, he just threw the ball away. Threw the ball to the guy. They lose 68-67. But the loss came 5 years exactly to the day that they lost as the one seed to the 16 seed UMBC, if you remember. What is it, the only time a 16 has beaten a 1? It was Virginia, and it was 5 years to yesterday, and all they do is up and lose to Furman. Now, remember, they won the national championship in 2019, but, you know, that they've been pretty bad in the tournament outside of a championship. I don't know how much leash that buys you if you're Tony Bennett, but, man, they either feast or famine. You either win the whole thing or you get knocked out early is the way the Virginia Cavaliers kind of roll. But Princeton, the Tigers, how about the Ivy Leagues representing in your brackets?
Yeah, that was a big win for them. That was a big win for Princeton.
Tennessee, Rick Barnes was nervous. They're playing that Raging Cajun group from Louisiana. That one got to the wire. They win 58-53. That was almost a late upset for sure. But, your upsets were the Virginia loss, Arizona knocked out A&M as a 7 seed, knocked out. And then the 8-9 games are hardly upsets, but Auburn beat Iowa yesterday and 16 more.
That Auburn today. Team's kind of dangerous if they get if
Bruce
they
Pearl.
Get, yeah, with Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, no, I mean
once they get going.
Yeah, they're an interesting team for sure. I mean, I mean, Alabama looks the part. Give Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They hung around. I mean, they battled. I thought they gave Alabama, the number one overall seed, a good fight. Only lost by 21, but they played tough. Tough brand of basketball. The Kansas Jayhawks playing without Bill Self. That is a continuing story. Bill Self still not on the bench for Kansas.
Yeah, that means he's still not feeling that well.
Yeah. And the reports out of Lawrence is that's a heart issue of some kind. And obviously high energy, high stress, courtside, that kind of stuff. Got to be very careful with that. And they're going to. But Kansas without their leader, easy win. Easy win. They routed. 16-1 matchup. So good stuff on day one of the NCAA tournament. They beat Howard. 96-68 was the final in that one. But, the president's bracket is busted. Your bracket could be busted. I had Arizona in the Elite Eight losing to Alabama.
I did, too.
Ty? I had them losing to the Sweet 16.
Ooh.
To Creighton.
To the Blue Jays.
I'm sitting pretty right now.
You feeling good?
I got that wrong, and I think I won. How many games were yesterday? I went 13 for 16.
16 on day one, 16 on day two. You went 13-3. Nice. Nice. I'll check my bracket in the break. This says 99% on one of my brackets. So how many did you fill out?
The one that's important. That's his bracket right there. That's the one he's going to count, whoever that is.
Three is the limit. It's got
to
be.
Yeah.
This fell on the text. It says, I finally give credit to Chad Hastings on a sports take. He took Princeton to win. Way to go, Chad.
Way to go, Job.
Chad. Way to go, Chad. From the midday show. I heard Zay yesterday, like he was 0 for 3 out of the gate with his bracket. I guess he had West Virginia. I thought West Virginia was going to win that at the buzzer.
I
thought we were
going
to get our first buzzer beater.
It looked good.
It looked good. That down two would have been a 3-ball to win.
Come on, Huggy.
Huggy Bear. Yeah, well, guess what? Huggy Bear got out-coached yesterday. They had a 13-point lead with 10 minutes to play in that game. They're up 8. I mean, both halves, they came out to built a big lead, and by halftime,
right.
Maryland had figured it out. And that's a good coaching right there to make the adjustments.
Then they got up again in the second half.
Same thing. They're up 13 with 10 to go. West Virginia's got to close that game out, but they just don't shoot well enough as a basketball team. And, that's one of the things, you love about Texas. They can shoot it. You got to be able to shoot this time of year. You got to be able to knock down shots. And it beat the Aggies. If you can play defense and shoot the basketball, you have a chance, and the Longhorns have both of those things. They're playing really high-level defense.
Penn State better be hot again. They better be hot because the Longhorns will go to the boards. And they were battling because Colgate was bigger and even more physical, I thought, underneath. But the Longhorns, I mean, guys were scrapping. Cunningham was scrapping. I mean, those guys were getting a lot of loose balls. Once again, the loose balls, the 50-50 balls on the floor for this basketball team aren't like the 50-50 balls in the air for the football team.
Yeah. Well,
this group gets those. They get to the ground.
Well, that's right. And that's, the things you like about this Texas team. They're experienced.
Yes.
They can shoot it. They have three good guards. Dylan Dessou has really come on late and providing an interior presence. And they play tough. And they're playing tough on the defensive end. So, a lot to like. But, I mean, Marcus Carr can't turn the ball over 5 times tomorrow night. I know that. Well, against this guy, Jalen
Pickett. And without a lot of pressure at times. It wasn't like crazy pressure.
Sloppy with the ball.
Yeah, I thought some of their entry pass, I thought their hands were a little light. You know what I mean? They didn't grip the ball well.
Well, I mean, gosh, that's the other thing you like about Jabari Rice. He doesn't turn the ball over.
I love Jabari Rice. He was blowing, trying to cool off his hand. That was going, dude, don't cool that hand off by blowing on it. Let it stay hot.
I call him the Slim Reaper. He is just, he is smooth as it gets, man. He's always in control of his game. Doesn't turn the ball over. You always just feel like something good's going to happen. He's got the ball in his hand. He's going to dish one. He's going to shoot it. He's going to make a smart basketball play, and we've seen it all year from Jabari Rice.
Yeah, and even as much as Marcus kind of turned the ball over, I thought he took some really good shots last night.
Yeah, I mean he didn't play bad, but against Penn State and these the further you get, the more on point you have to be, and can't give up possessions like that, like Marcus did, just being loose with the dribble and loose with the ball. We'll come back. We'll pick this up. We're just getting warmed up. We're grading our brackets. We're drinking green beer, or at least And that'll be later, but drink some green beer on St. Paddy's Day. Craig Way has the Craig Way Report this hour. Some B&E facts of the day to have fun with as well. Some NFL free agency chatter. Busy Friday. Glad you're with us here on B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Coming up, Dak Prescott weighed in on the departure of Zeke Elliott, his best buddy. And Ty's playing the Irish tunes. What is that, Ty? What do you got for us on St. Paddy's Day Friday?
This is Irish Pub by the Rum Jacks.
Rum Jacks. I like that name.
There you go.
You know which U.S. state has the highest concentration of Irish folks in it? You might think Massachusetts, where you went to college. It's New Hampshire. New Hampshire, according to this data. And yes, today is St. Patrick's Day Friday of spring break in South by Southwest. So it's going to be colder today, though. It's windy out there. Somebody's texted us, dang, it's cold out here. It is. The wind is gusty. Temperatures are down, 43 degrees right now in Austin, Texas.
Man, it's a moist wind.
You just love the word moist, don't you? I mean, you just got to say it.
Just have to get that out there.
You just have to do it. Oh, man.
It's not dry out, that's for sure.
Well, day one of the brackets. Ty, you said you were 13-3. I was 12-4 on my day one. Hit 12, lost 4. The one that West Virginia one beat me. I mean, that was a coin flip game with Maryland. I had Utah State beating Missouri. That didn't happen. Arizona hurt me. And those Aggies. Come on, Aggies.
Yeah, that was a stinker there.
Come on, Aggies.
I knew Penn State was going to win that.
Well, I mean,
A&M played like a high school team.
What's that?
They played like... I don't know. Their style of play, it felt like I was watching a high school basketball, like a really good basketball team. Yeah.
Well, they don't shoot very good. They're not the most skilled team. So they got to beat you by beating you up and being athletic and slashing to the basket and going to the foul line. And that's really what what Penn State did a great job of not fouling. And, they averaged almost 20 points a game from the foul line, which means you're in foul trouble and those kind of things. That's kind of their MO for Buzz Williams. And Penn State took advantage of that. Texas will play Penn State tomorrow night, 6:45 in Des Moines, Iowa. By the way, there was a blizzard yesterday. I was watching the local news yesterday afternoon. Our guy Bob Ballou from Playing Through. How about Bob Ballou? He was out like outside the arena. It was like a blizzard. I'm like, Bob, I texted him. I said, why don't you get inside? I mean, it's coming sideways out there.
The Weather Channel?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, well, it wasn't snowing when we started it, but then it's too late to move. We're already out here. And then here comes the blizzard. But that's what they're dealing with in Des Moines. But it was a blizzard of three-pointers for the Longhorns last night, one of their best shooting nights of the year. They picked a good night to do it. 13 of 23 from the three-ball land, 7 for Jabari Rice, 4 for Marcus Carr, and the Longhorns were an easy winner by 20 over Colgate last night. The toothpaste is no longer. But, 12-4. Ty's 13-3. Do you know what your bracket number is?
I'm in the same. I think I lost 4, Ty, right?
All right. Yeah, 12-4 then. Still feeling good. But, yeah, everyone lost.
The Arizona.
Somebody like Arizona
ridiculous.
Loses.
The max points is the metric you got to look at when you're looking at your bracket.
Max points.
Yes.
What is it? Well, you only get 1 point for wins in the first round.
Yeah.
So, obviously, more teams you get into the next round. But I had Arizona going all the way to the Elite Eight, though, and losing
fight Bama.
To Alabama.
Yeah, to lose to Bama, I did, too.
And I will say I had it as Arizona, and then I flipped it right before. So, thank goodness. And I'm mad at Kelvin Sampson because in my final bracket, Buck, me and Joe Lunardi, I saw him do this yesterday, pick Houston to cut down the nets in Houston and win the national championship. But then I see Marcus Sasser on the floor last night. I thought Kelvin Sampson would have rested him in these 1-16 matchup.
They struggled against Northern Kentucky, though.
I know they did, but if you can't beat the 16 seed and let Marcus Sasser get a couple days off, well, now you
Yeah, but their offense didn't flow right with him being hurt. It just didn't. He just And I think they were worried. The minute they tipped off on him in the game, I think all eyes were on him. Is he going to pull up? Is he going to be lame?
I said all week, though. I just assumed he wouldn't play.
Yeah, I would agree.
He'd just sit this one out. And because the worst-case scenario is that he re-injures it, re-aggravates it, and now it's where he could maybe not play to this week or even next week. If you could get him a couple more days off his feet, who knows?
Instead, the coaches want to see if he can go early. I mean, that's what I think they did with Timmy Allen. He started. They want to see if the guy can go. You know what I mean? How far can he?
Yeah, and Timmy's
how far you can last. It's just how many minutes do you look good at a certain pace, and then they can start to pull you. But hell, it doesn't matter if you get in there and get hurt.
Well, and Timmy's is an ankle, so you can monitor an ankle, you can rehab an ankle, you can do a lot of things. You can't do much with a groin. I mean, there's nothing to do. I mean, rub on it, I guess. But
come out of the elevator the wrong way.
Yeah, get in the tub, and I just was disappointed. I just thought Marcus Sasser would sit and then be ready to.
No, I don't believe they can. I don't believe they can get out of that bracket. I don't believe they can win a national championship.
Well, they play great defense. They're athletic as heck up front. They're gonna play Auburn now. They're gonna play Auburn in the 1-9. They win that.
Look out!
And they'll make it onto the round of 16. But yeah, I mean that's obviously huge for Texas today in that Midwest bracket. We got to see Xavier. The Xavier Musketeers got through Kennesaw State pretty easily in that game. So Longhorns feeling good. I mean, I thought as far as two seeds and the top seeds go, Texas looked as impressive as any on day one of the tournament. All right, Mike. So here's what Dak Prescott had to say yesterday about his buddy Zeke Elliott. Of course, Zeke Elliott officially released. They both came in the same draft class of 2016. Zeke was the fourth pick overall. Dak was pick 135, but they've really become the faces of the organization. Also to the point that when they sit next to each other and it's 21-4, that's the Dallas area code. Some people have taken to noticing that, 214, the 214, and that's what those two were. Well, he says, obviously, I've talked to him. I'm hurt. I'm sure he is, but it's more important for me just to be able to support him. I know he's got more opportunities coming in his way. I love that guy. Proud of him. I'm the number one supporter for him no matter what. And he says he can't imagine taking the field without him.
Well, imagine it, because it's going to be happening.
This says, rub your groin in the tub, Aaron. Well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Get a lot of rub down.
Got to rub it.
And get a lot of rest.
You'll get Deshaun Watson.
Where's Deshaun Watson when you need
him?
Oh. Girl. I mean, that's probably a bad joke. Probably a bad joke. But, yes, Cowboys moving on from Zeke Elliott. Hey, Deontay Foreman's a Bear.
That is nice. That's a good pickup by the Bears. Those two pickups that they got yesterday.
Robert Tonyan.
Oh, yeah.
Another tight end.
That'll make 12. 12 tight ends.
Well, they've got the young kid Cole Kmet, who they like a lot, in Chicago. Yeah, Chicago's going to be a whole new team. I mean, they really do.
Oh, yeah.
We know they had a ton of money to spend. And then they had the number one draft pick, but they traded that to Carolina, so they got a bunch of draft capital.
Did you notice people pounding the door down to get to Zeke yesterday?
Yeah, pounding.
Are they knocking those doors down to get a hold of them at any price? Like for free? None, huh?
I mean, a 27-year-old
short yardage goal line runner,
plow mule is what you're talking about here. What are you going to get for that? I don't know. But the running back market, as we've talked about, is what it is.
And there's good rookies coming out. There'll be some good players coming out.
Well, and by the way, Deontay Foreman goes to the Bears because Miles Sanders signed with the Panthers. Miles Sanders from the Eagles to the Panthers on a 4-year deal, $25 million total, but mostly it's a 2-year deal. But he was most people thought Miles Sanders was the top free agent running back available on the market, and he ends up on a team-friendly deal at 4 years, but he got one in Carolina with the Panthers. Of course, the Eagles re-signed Rashad Penny from Seattle. They also re-signed their own guy, Boston Scott, to go with Kenneth Gainwell. So
healthy Penny was going to really push Miles Sanders anyway.
Sure. I mean, they're kind of the same guy. But the issue is Rashad Penny doesn't stay healthy.
Right.
Or hasn't been able to stay healthy in Seattle. We'll see if that changes when he gets to Philadelphia, where the Eagles, look, I was at the beginning of the free agency, you thought the Eagles may lose some really key guys, which would be advantage Cowboys,
Slay's back.
Darius Slay looked like he was going to be gone, and you weren't sure if they were going to re-sign Jonathan Bradbury, their other corner. They re-signed both of those dudes. Also got Fletcher Cox back. They did lose Javon Hargrave, their big defensive tackle, to the San Francisco 49ers on day one, but Eagles will still be there. And Cowboys, that's who you're chasing right now, not just in the division, but in the conference of the NFC. But Cowboys, I thought, had a good week. good week of free agency.
I did too.
To keep Donovan Wilson and Leighton Vander Esch and make the trade for Stephon Gilmore. I think those are plus moves and solid moves for sure for the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, so brackets, Cowboys, NFL. Craig Way has his report coming up, some B&E facts of the day. Ty, since you were good with the upsets yesterday, are you seeing any today that you're feeling confident about on day two? 16 more games, tipping off at 11:15?
Definitely like VCU over St. Mary's.
Havoc.
Possibly Drake winning today, too.
You know, Drake, you know where Drake University is located? Des Moines. Des Moines, Iowa. That's where Craig and the Longhorns are with the Craig Way report.
It's a wrestling school.
Yeah, Drake.
That's one of the hottest teams in the nation right now. I think they've won 13 out of the last 14. Top 25 three-point shooting team in the nation. I like them. And what did I say? What was it? VCU.
Yeah, I mentioned Xavier plays today, the three seed in the Longhorn bracket of the Midwest. They're going to play today against Kennesaw State. That's an 11:40 game.
Is Iowa State, do they play Pitt?
Iowa State plays Pittsburgh tonight. That's one I watched Pittsburgh in that play-in game.
I think Iowa State will get after them.
I think Iowa State's going to roll them. If the line's 4.5, I can see the Cyclones.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State's a pretty good team. Pittsburgh just looks bad. But they survived that rock fight with Mississippi State in the play-in game in Dayton, kind of like Iowa State there. But what about Providence, Kentucky, T.Y.? Kentucky is John Calipari's team, man. They seem ripe. I know they got Shebue down low. But Providence, the Friars out of the Big East, could they pull the upset?
I'm split on that one.
Bucks got the upset there.
How about this team?
I got the Friars.
How about this team, Grand Canyon, playing Gonzaga tonight? A lot of people like the Zags go a long way in this tournament.
Highest scoring team in America.
I like Grand Canyon to cover. I think it's like 15.5 or something like that. But I don't think they'll beat Drew Timmy. He's got too much on the line here.
Yeah, how many years he played, Drew Timmy?
This is last
Colgate
year.
Did not cover.
No, they did not.
2-12.
No, if you're listening, we told you Texas by double digits, maybe 15 or more, and they won by 20. That felt like a good call right there. K-State, if you're a Big 12 fan, you're kind of worried. Montana State is the opponent today. TCU plays Arizona State tonight, the last game of the day. They're out there in Denver, Colorado. And what about, I know a lot of people will be keeping their eyes on this one. The second to last game is Kent State out of Northeast Ohio there. The Golden Flash is against Indiana, IU. The Hoosiers and Mike Woodson, that could be an upset potential. We'll certainly preview as we get these things cranked up. But three big upsets yesterday. One massive upset with Arizona going down, the two seed. Marquette plays today, Buck. Shaka Smart has a chance as a coach to win his first tournament game in 10 years. 10 years when they play the Catamounts of Vermont.
You spent
some time in Vermont back in the day, did you not?
Spent some time in New Hampshire. All of those places. Love those places in the summertime and in the fall.
This says, come on, Zeke is not only a running back, but he can fill in at center. Yeah, you realize that.
That's true.
Zeke Elliott's final play as a Cowboy was in that silly trick play they tried to run where he lined up at center, snapped the ball, and got jacked.
He did get jacked. Someone bring that back.
That's his last play.
What was that going to be? I'm still trying to figure out. What was that play going to be? That play needed to get off. We could have seen the circus there.
Do you think there's any chance that he comes back to the Cowboys
for free?
No. I just don't.
What's the rookie salary? What's a
veteran minimum?
Depends
800,000, isn't it?
Depends on what round you draft him in. A rookie that you draft depends on how you acquire him.
His is probably $1 million.
Well,
Zeke,
that's too much.
Well, I mean,
give him $500,000.
Well, by the way,
and a hotel
room. If I'm Zeke,
for 3 months.
If I'm Zeke, knowing I'm probably going to get cut, and they run that play, and I get jacked on my last play in a Cowboys uniform, I'm going to get over and jack Mike McCarthy. Like, come on, man, what are we doing? He just got me blasted.
And he hiked it sideways.
What did I do in the game with the 49ers? We'll be back. We'll hit the facts of the day. We'll reset your top stories at the top of the hour. Dive into that coach's corner. We're checking brackets, having fun with you on St. Patrick's Day, Friday. First, it's Craig.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
On to round two for the Longhorns. Coming up in our coach's corner next hour, we'll preview Penn State. A lot of fans were certainly hoping for a Texas-Texas A&M matchup. That's not happening. Penn State dismantled the Aggies last night, and we'll tell you how they did it and what the Longhorns have to be prepared for tomorrow night, 6:45 in Des Moines. Yesterday, bracket busters and big wins. How about Kansas, Buck? Number one seed out west. A lot of Kansas fans frustrated they got sent west and they didn't get to stay in the Midwest. A lot of people see that Western bracket, West bracket is the toughest bracket, but Kansas looked good in their first game. They scored 96 points. It's the most scored by a defending national champion in its NCAA tournament opener since Florida of 07, and that's important, or at least interesting, because the Gators were the last team to go back-to-back with national champions in that year. Kansas looking to go back-to-back, but they'd have no Bill Self yet. I mean, they think he'll come back at some point in this tournament, but he was not on the bench yesterday. Also, Alabama, a one seed and the number one seed overall in the tournament, scored 96 points yesterday, but Brandon Miller, their best player, didn't score any of them. Didn't score, and they scored nearly 100 against Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
They ran them right out early.
Yeah, I mean, they're so long and athletic, and they are going to shoot threes. You know that with Nate Oates.
It was a good win for Arkansas, was it not? Did Arkansas beat Illinois, correct?
Yes, they did. Arkansas were the winner yesterday in the 8-9 matchup there. 15 seeds have won at least one NCAA tournament game in each of the last 3 years, so you're going to have to pick a 15. You just have to pick the right one. A lot of people were picking Colgate. Because St. Peter's, the Peacocks beat Kentucky last year. I remember the Peacocks went all the way to the Elite Eight after winning that first game. Oral Roberts in 2021, they were a 15 that won it. So a lot of people were picking Colgate. It was Princeton, the Tigers, taking down Zona. Down goes the Wildcats.
Ivies.
Yeah. How about this? Arizona's loss to Princeton knocked 93% of the remaining perfect brackets out. In the ESPN's tournament bracket challenge, over out of 20 million entries, more than 20 million, less than 35,000 remain perfect through seven games completed. So it's already scaled it back. The perfect bracket is impossible. Just know that.
You know, it really looked good playing last. It was Missouri. The SEC's got a couple teams in there. Auburn and Missouri, if they get hot right now, both those teams are tough, and especially that Auburn team because they got everything. They've got skilled big guys, and they've also can shoot.
I mean, and that's what was surprising for the Aggies last night. The Aggies were the second-best team in the SEC behind Alabama. They beat Alabama this year, late in the year, and played, lost to them in the SEC tournament, and they were seen as the second-best team in the SEC. But, they did not look good last night.
Well, they're a football school, unlike Texas.
The Aggies are a football school?
Yeah, aren't they?
Since when?
Aren't they?
Since when are they a football school? I think
they're football power. Oh,
really?
Play basketball.
Really? What about that? Buzz White, he needs some shooters there. You're right about Auburn. You're right about Arkansas. Missouri got a win yesterday out of the Southeastern Conference. So, yeah. Arkansas won 73-63.
Ty, you picking that upset today? Indiana's going no place today.
Hoosiers, daddy.
I think they win, but they're not going far. They might lose today.
That's not
one of my big upset picks of the day, though.
Don't sleep on Kent State.
Maction, baby.
Maction.
That Maction. Love that Maction.
The Maction. Don't sleep on Kent State today. Don't sleep on Penn State. Longhorns have to turn their attention quickly. Quick turnaround game with the Nittany Lions. They've got one of the best players in all of college basketball and a young coach that's...
Speaking of football schools...
Yeah, we will preview Penn State coming up. Also preview the Longhorn Women's Weekend. They're going to open up at the Moody Center this weekend, like Longhorn Baseball, for the big three-game set. We are going to talk to Coach David Pierce this morning, 8:30. We were supposed to talk to him yesterday, but he was feeling a little bit under the weather. He asked if we could do it today,
Talk
to Coach Pierce today at 8:30, preview that baseball weekend, and we're talking to you here on B&E all morning long. Brackets and St. Paddy's Day, Friday. It's a good time on 104.9. 101.9 AM 1260. Stream it always on the Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.